Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who just told me off for being in a good mood.
I didn't tell you off for being in a good mood. You started shouting and screaming and jumping around like you normally do before we do the podcast because you get dead excited, right? Because it used to be your only job, but now you've got two. sometimes
happy to be in work.
You literally said, I went, Rosie, I had my headphones on. I was trying to sort the laptop out, and you're just screaming and shouting. At one point, you were shouting, "You wanna fuck with me? You wanna fuck with me?" For no reason. And I've got the headphones on, and you're screaming it down the mic. And then you went, "Why am I not allowed to be in a good mood?" And I said, "You're allowed to be in a good mood. Just when your good mood doesn't make my good mood bad. You know, it's give and take, mate."
Not being funny, but you wanna fuck with me?
Honestly, sick of it. Guys, it is episode, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Rosie, but it is episode 50.
It's episode 50.
This is our 50th podcast. Amazing. Thank you so much for listening. If you still are, welcome. If you're just listening, why not go back? Hey, you got 49 to catch up on. Enjoy. Yeah? And before we start, 50 episodes, and I've got to say, we've finally got a sponsor, a lucrative
Have
lucrative
we,
sponsor.
Though? We Have
do indeed.
We?
We do indeed. Great. This week's, but I mean, they've always been sponsors. Don't know why I'm saying that. They're all real. This week's sponsor is a full cooked chicken. Oh, hey.
I do love a full cooked chicken.
A gift
chicken
that keeps on giving. Mm. Get that bad lad cook. Get it basted. Get it out. Let it cool. Eh? Maybe have that skin off the top first. Get that skin off. Eh?
Nice.
Carve it up for the family. Eh? Who wants a leg? Eh? You? Ooh. You have one. Who wants a wing? Oh, eh, you have one. Oh, is there stuffing inside? There might be. There might not be. It might just be its monkey bum hole. You might just glance and think it's stuffing, like you did yesterday. Then keep some. Put it in the fridge. Sandwiches the next day. Oh, pick it all night for the family. Mm-hmm. Bring people together. Full roast chickens.
Not being funny, but you're upsetting the vegetarians.
Listen, adverts on for everyone.
They're not.
Right?
No, it's true.
Yeah. I saw an advert for shitty, stupid Hatchimal thing this morning that was on the telly. I'm not going to buy that. I just ignored it.
Yeah.
If you're vegan or vegetarian, good for you. Ignore it.
Good for
just
you.
Just ignore it. Yeah.
I love the bit underneath the chicken. I think we've talked about this before.
You've said you're horrible, yeah. You said yesterday you don't want to get the weight roast chicken anymore because it's too good and there's no manky bits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm living with, guys. That's what I'm living with.
It was too posh.
It's literally like being with Top Cat and his mates in a back lane.
I love Top Cat. He's a little fish.
Eating fish bones out of bins.
That would be me. Happily.
Yes.
Gladly. should we go? Have we done that?
Yeah.
Are we ready to go? I don't know where I am.
Look at that. You get one other job and you
forgot. I know. So busy.
Yeah. You've got a little line here, which normally goes, here's the jingle.
Right, here's the jingle.
Brilliant, well done.
Jangle, 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 jangle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, bonjour, and welcome back to our podcast. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you
for listening. You're looking at us like a little puppy. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm just waiting for you to talk.
Oh, bated breath. That's what I like. That's what I like to see, Chris.
I'm so excited.
So being a really busy week this week, we announced the book on last Friday.
We just can't thank you all enough. It got a number 2 bestseller in all books on Amazon the day it came out. We're not sure whether we're going to end up doing in-store signings or not. We'll keep you informed on that. We really don't know scheduling-wise, but wow. I mean, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Terrifying, considering it's not written. Am I right?
Yeah. The pressure is on. Like,
bit scary.
Waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, oh, I've got to finish that book that people have already bought.
This has been my life for ages, though. I put tours on sale. People message me going, and they're saying, this tour was the strangest one because the venues were just on it and they were sending the tickets to people and people are sending us photos going, I've got me tickets for your tour, and they've physically got them. The money's left their bank and I haven't written a fucking joke. I have now. Don't worry. I've written some now, but yeah.
It's a terrifying feeling. I feel like I've got homework I feel like I'm going to school the next day and I haven't done my homework.
Yeah. See, it's not for next day for me. For me, I feel like it's Sunday morning and it's looming. And everyone, I feel like I've got mates, even though I don't, I feel like I've got mates who did it on Friday and I'm jealous of them.
Yeah. It's a bit strange. But the book comes out in September, but we have to have it done a long time before that.
Yeah, end of April, I think.
Yeah, so it's, but it's good. It's really good. We're really enjoying it and we hope that you like it. A lot of people have been asking what the book is about and it's exactly like the podcast.
Yeah.
It's answering questions. It's kind of talking. We give a little bit of advice, don't we?
Yeah.
Kind of.
We'll go a bit more in depth in a way that we don't do in the podcast, really. We'll go a lot more in depth about personal stories. We've got, again, obviously questions from the public. And it's really fun to do. Yeah. It is really fun. Nothing's repeated. There's no transcript from the podcast. You're not going to buy the book and have like stuff you've already heard. We might reference things that you've already heard, possibly. Just to slag something off or make something even more disgusting. I don't know.
You know what the hard thing is, though? Yeah. 50 weeks we've been doing this now. I can't remember some of the stuff we've talked about.
I genuinely don't know if I've advertised whole roast chickens before. I might have done. I really don't know.
I checked the bank for the money, but there's nothing there.
Check the fridge for the chicken.
True.
Idiot.
Touche.
So that's what we've been up to. We've just been writing the book in the office.
We have.
Rosie has yet to have a meal outside of the office yet, since
still,
we started.
Still al desco.
They get more and more stinky and disgusting. Do you know what? I genuinely had a nightmare the other day that I was having to eat one of your Roma Perrin things. You know, them disgusting fish that you get.
I honestly had
a nightmare that I was eating one. It was actually,
Did you actually have a nightmare?
I woke up in cold sweats. It's just coming back to us now as I'm thinking about it, yeah. Like, I had eaten, something was happening. It was, oh, God.
I mean, I would love it if you did eat that and we could eat it together. What? Maybe on a little slice of toast or something.
Oh, God.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
What do you mean on a slice
just
of toast?
Just me and you eating a little raw
But you don't
together.
Eat on a slice of toast. You eat on just on a plate with all its oils on it and that.
It's actually vinegar, like vinegar. Pickled.
Right. Oh, God.
Very nice.
Did I ever tell you about the time my dad does it now and then? I haven't seen him do it for ages, obviously, because I'm never at my mum and dad's house for breakfast these days.
Yeah.
But when I used to stay over, when I lived away, I've seen my dad on multiple occasions eat a fried egg off a small side plate with no cutlery.
Just with his hands?
Just his mouth. He just tilts the plate. Yeah, yeah.
No,
like
no.
My mum always shouts at him.
Oh, no. That's ridiculous.
So what he used to do is he'd make himself a bacon sarnie, right? Uh-huh. And so he'd have the two slices of bread, he'd have the bacon, and then he'd do two fried eggs.
Right.
And he would have one in the sandwich, mm-hmm. and the other one he would just have on a plate. Imagine a saucer that's almost exactly the same size as the fried egg.
Right, okay.
And
he would just a little saucer.
Yeah, and he would just run a yolk as well.
Run a yolk.
And he would literally just have the plate and just hold it at his mouth, almost like he was doing an oyster, but an egg, a fried egg.
Oh, what?
But he'd like bite bits off it at a time,
like
and then
a
let
seal.
It flop back on. Yeah, then let it flop back on. Yeah. Like a cat. Yeah,
that's,
it's disgusting.
That's awful.
Yeah, my mum would always shout at him, use a knife and fork, Bill.
Use your hands. Why not use your hands at least?
No, I didn't want to get his hands dirty. Unbelievable. I've seen him do it multiple times. But the worst bit was when he got to the yolk, it would start being like... Like when I'm he got to the running yolk, he'd start sucking it up.
I'm good I've never seen that.
I'm good and I've never seen that.
I know, but... I mean, we've been on holiday together. He must have reined it in when I've been there.
Yeah, he probably does.
He must have thought, I'm not going to let her see his... licking this egg off this plate.
Fried egg, filet and glory.
Oh, got it. I might ask him next time. Just, Bill, will you do that egg trick for us, please?
Trick! Go around, kids, go around. Do you want to see your man, do you want to see your egg disappear along with me dignity? Here you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, is that Christopher Ramsey?
Hello.
Hello, is that Christopher Ramsey?
It is.
Oh, hello there. It's Rebecca Beef here. But I get called Becky for short.
Of course you do. Hello, Becky.
I've been meaning to ring you. You might know me. I'm Barry's sister.
Right, okay.
Just been meaning to ring you for a while because my mum had told me that Rosie hasn't been in touch yet.
Right.
And Barry's really worried about her.
Right, okay.
Just, I knew that you're married, mm-hmm. but Barry is so concerned that she hasn't got in touch because it's just not like her.
Right.
And then he thought, something was going on with you two. And maybe he thought he wanted to just get involved. So he thought
something was going on with me and my wife.
He's just really worried
There's
about it.
There's definitely something going on with me and my wife, I'll tell you right now. I'm just, Becky, I'm just wondering, is it Wales or Liverpool that you're from? Because I can't quite place it.
Well, so I was born in Newcastle.
This is fucking tragic. Go on, keep going.
Stop it! I've been practicing, back it in. So I was born in Newcastle,
yeah.
and then I moved to Wales,
right.
and then I moved to Liverpool
right.
after that. Because
yes.
me and Barry, we are twins,
right.
actually, but there's 15 years between us. But we are identical.
So let's get this straight. So your mum... Brenda, wasn't it? Brenda Beef?
Belinda.
Belinda, sorry. So your mum had Barry.
Yes.
And then you stayed inside.
I was in there for 15 years. I swear to God. She was huge for 15 years. They thought she had a tumour, but it was me. I was a baby in her tummy.
Jesus.
So when I was born, and then... We all moved to Wales, but they kept their accent. But obviously, because I was young and impressionable,
right.
I picked it up. And then I moved...
You are 15, but carry on.
I moved to Liverpool,
yeah.
and I've lived there ever since. But I'm thinking of going back to Newcastle.
Right.
Because I just love it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And Barry's really ill, so I need to be there for him.
There we go. We're back on the narrative.
I don't know why you're laughing at, if I'm honest. You think it's funny? It's
right.
not.
What exactly is wrong with Barry? Do we know?
The big C.
Not for fuck's sake.
Cataracts.
Oh, God.
He's absolutely
good
riddled.
Good save.
With cataracts.
Jesus Christ. Right, well, I'll make sure Rosie
That's
gets
why he
in
wants
touch.
Rosie to go, because he can't see her anymore, but he wants to feel her
right.
just for one last time.
Right, okay. Well, this is getting... Okay,
that's
getting,
all he wants, Chris.
Right, okay, it's getting weird now.
Listen, just get it to give him a ring.
Right.
All right?
Right.
I really appreciate it.
As a side
it.
Note, first-time listeners, you're going to have to go about 20 podcasts back to make any sense of this absolute fucking garbage, to be fair.
Am I all right to go?
Yes,
Thank
bye.
You, right? Get
bye.
Rosie to ring him, okay?
Okay, I will
all right,
do, yeah.
big love. Big, Am I big seeing love. You in the tune?
Right,
all
no,
right.
You definitely won't.
Cheers, Chris, bye.
Cheers, Chris. Hello, Rosie, where have you been?
Who the hell was that?
Oh, God knows.
Who was it?
Oh, it was an amalgamation of three very poorly practiced accents.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought Brookside was back.
Fuck me.
So.
I mean, I think that's probably my beef, to be fair. Keep springing these on us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ladies first, what's your beef?
My beef this week is you bought me, and I'm really grateful, right? Just want to put that out there first. You bought me a brand new laptop for Christmas.
What a beef.
Because...
What a beef
no,
that is.
Listen, you brought me a new laptop because we're writing the book and you were proud of us and you were like, right, there you go, new laptop to write your book on, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Our book, sorry. Keep calling it my book. I need to stop.
Yeah, great.
Our book.
Yeah.
And,
do you remember, you used to fall out with me for hours when I said my house,
I know,
about my house.
But
that was actually my house at the time. You weren't on the mortgage. But now you will say my office, my book, my podcast, and all the time you'll say my house.
Well, excuse me, you've created a monster. Do you know what I mean? You let us in, taking over. What was I saying? Yeah, so you bought me a laptop. I'm so grateful. I love it. But you get annoyed at me when I don't, buzz off it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
You're showing us all the stuff and you're like, do you love it? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. And you're like, but do you love it?
Yeah.
How much do you love it? And I'm like, it's a piece of technology.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit that
I
much.
I know you don't. I know. It's really upsetting as
honestly,
well.
Honestly.
Like, you would, honestly, if I'd given
waste
you one of
money.
Them. If I'd given you one of them VTech fucking my first word processor things, you'd probably be happy with that.
You know what it is? I'm quite easy going in that department.
Absolute waste of money.
So that it's just pissed me off a bit that you're getting really annoyed at how much I'm not buzzing up. But you do it off loads of stuff.
Yeah.
You do it anytime, anything technical, like You do though, don't you? You know you do. You're like, is that mint? Are you loving that? Are you loving that? And I'm like,
I'll be honest with you, Rosie.
It's a flash drive.
We're sitting in the office. So I set it up for you today. You know what? My beef with you is that I got you for Christmas, and what's the date today? We're in February, the beginning of February. It took you that long. I went to set it up for you. Just after Christmas, I went to set it up for you. And you were like, oh, I can't be bothered.
Because it takes so long. Everything takes so long. And you're frustrated. It's like, oh, is this your password? Oh, make sure it's on this device. Pass everything over to this. Oh, but this is wrong. You need to do it. Just, you know what I loved? You know what I used to love?
What?
A SIM card. Just a SIM card. You put that SIM card in the other phone and it would just be there. I hate it all. It really actually gets us a little bit stressed out. I hate that. But you love it. You're like, it's all on there. I've got that password. I know where everything is. And look how tidy my desktop is. And blah, 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 blah. I hate it, man.
Until you organised your desktop, it was a fucking war zone, your desktop.
Oh,
it was
I don't care enough. Like, I really don't like that.
Your desktop looked like a room that had been raided by the police. That's how horrible your desktop was. Can I just say, I just set that up for you today. And I turned around at one point and you were drinking a cup of coffee directly over your brand new laptop.
Oh, see?
I swear to God, I nearly came across the office and knocked the coffee out of your hand. I
would have went on the laptop.
I'd have knocked it the other way, wouldn't I? So it went up there and went on the blinds on your leg or something on the floor. Yeah.
Why? See, look, just keep in your own lane. What are you getting bothered about me on my stuff? You shouldn't. This is the thing, right? Yeah. If you're going to give someone a present, you give them the present and then that's it. You can't then start dictating how they use that present. I don't want it anymore.
Take it from yourself.
Take it away.
Oh, I'll have it.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Honestly, thank you. Bring back me other laptop.
You got the questions?
She was called Eleanor.
Eleanor?
And she wasn't one of them.
She literally was.
Windows 95.
Oh, right. You're talking about your old laptop.
Yes, that's what I want.
The one that me and you used to watch Love Film on at your house back in the day when we first started going out.
Love Film.
And we couldn't put it flat on a surface because it overheated too much.
Yeah,
that laptop.
Eleanor.
Yeah,
loved her so much.
Riddled
she was
it was.
£300 from Currys. And it cost me a bloody fortune. And I loved it. Honestly, didn't have to bloody put data from the fucking cloud on that, did I? No, it was there.
You don't know what you're angry at, do you?
I don't, but I hate them. Hate it, man. Oh, hey. Right, anyway. You know, I was in such a nice mood. It's something that I get really frustrated about. I want a phone number, I want one email, and that's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, backup things. I just don't want it all. I don't want it.
Could I interest you in possibly a carrier pigeon?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
A little something, little thing we can just write a little note on, and someone else comes and wipes it off. And
I love notes. I love writing. I love post-its and that. Post-it notes. I love them. I'll have them everywhere.
You are a 75-year-old woman.
And I look great.
For 75.
Exactly. Can I have it back now? Send
you
some
questions. Oh, you want it back?
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, yeah, man.
Light, sleek. Look at that. Beautiful. Yeah. Open it up. Go on. Type your password in because you haven't been asked to set your fingerprint up. You lazy.
A fingerprint. What if I've got me gloves on? Piece of shit.
What are you doing in your laptop?
Oh,
with
yeah,
gloves
man.
On?
Shut up.
It's
cool. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, 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 public. So, with us writing the book currently, I have been going through all of the questions, and there's so many good questions that we've missed.
Trawling them.
Trolling. So we're going to spend a bit longer on the podcast now for the questions because we think you might be a bit sick of just hearing us talk, and these are so much more interesting.
We have been inundated with requests for Let's Talk About Shit, so there's one of them coming.
There is a Let's... We're bringing it back for 1 week.
Yeah, very very astute listeners realise that there hasn't been one for a couple of weeks, and you need your dose of filth. You do need your dose of filth.
Well,
so there's one on its way.
The reason that I thought... Well, the reason why we haven't really done the Let's Talk About Shit for like 3 weeks, because
let's be honest.
Is it the 3 weeks?
It's something like 3 weeks, yeah. It's because we've been nominated for an ARIA and we're scared that we're too dirty.
No! Is that why
we've
you're
been nominated
having?
For an ARIA, we're scared we're too dirty, and your mum told you swear too much.
Well, yeah, my mum told us I swore too much, but that's not why. But it was more so for me because we talked about like the phlegm, and then it was like the licking and that of the wall, and I just thought it's a bit much. Know what I mean?
Listen, we are the victims here. This is what people send to us. This is we are mainly the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, guys.
Eh? No, we're actually quite classy. Like, I'm not being funny. We went to a Michelin star restaurant last week, didn't we?
Oh, actually, I wrote my, now that you've brought that up, I can write my, I had a beef that I wasn't going to say because I didn't want to mention we'd been to a Michelin star restaurant, but I can actually mention this. So yes, Rosie says we're classy and I did go to a Michelin star restaurant. I've literally got it written in my notes here.
It's not what you beat. No,
bringing it back. You were in a posh restaurant and you said to the waiter walking from someone else's table to the kitchen loudly, "Are they not eating their cod roe?" You literally said that to a waiter in a Michelin star restaurant. So like, can you remember? You're both four wines in and you literally shouted, "Are they not eating their cod roe?" And I was mortified and I wrote it straight in at my phone.
I know, but I would have ate it.
That's why we're not classy.
Okay, fair enough. But you can't believe in stuff.
You can't, not
fish. Should we
give
them a shout? It's a House of Tides in Newcastle.
House of Tides, Newcastle.
Give them a little shout out.
Kenny Atkinson's, it's absolutely awesome. Give it a go if you can. It's not a pop in for some food. It's an occasion.
Yeah.
Don't be going in and expecting, you know, don't pizza oven us all over again. It's expensive, but we don't go for fucking lunch, you know. It's a night out, innit?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmoundynode@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your poo stories, your wee stories, all kinds of bodily fluid stories. Go on, get them in there.
The more bodily fluid, the better. That's what I say. Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and my boyfriend have just been listening to episode 8.
Wow.
I really went back. Where you were discussing the reason behind choosing your little boy's name. And they've said they also have a little girl who's called Robin, but with a Y.
Got you.
See, ours is with an I. The reason for my email is, after hearing that Rosie only married you, Chris, for your surname and her crazy alliteration fetish.
It wasn't the only reason, but, you know, lovely.
It was the main factor, but there was other, like, money, success. Thought I knew I could see the book on the horizon. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine? My boyfriend turned to me and shouted, "If we got married, your name would be hilarious." So his name is Ben Kelly and my name is Kelly.
Fantastic. Kelly. Fantastic. Oh, that's amazing.
Kelly. What's your name? Sorry, what's your name? Kelly.
First name? Kelly. Surname Kelly.
Kelly. Sorry, what was that?
So, Mrs. Kelly, yes.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kelly what?
Kelly.
Oh, great. Oh, God. Check into a hotel and film it for her.
So, a question is, do you think she should turn down a proposal of marriage based on someone's surname?
I mean, do we know her surname? Because she could hyphenate it.
She hasn't said. No.
Well, it's obviously not a very good surname. She hasn't even put it on
her
email.
It's Telly.
Telly.
Kelly. No. You don't have to take their name, though.
You don't have to.
Not at all. Nah, I wouldn't.
I mean, it's against God if you don't, and you don't get it in heaven, but fair enough.
Oh, shut up.
I couldn't even keep straight face.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have a story for you that even 18 years later still makes me feel like my skin is crawling.
Fantastic.
A long time ago now, I worked in a well-known optician's somewhere in the northeast.
Ooh, vague and I like it.
My job was helping the contact lens optician with his appointments and showing people how to put their contact lenses in.
Very eye-based. A lot of people get squeamish about eyes.
I know.
Yuck. Come on then.
Okay, sorry. It wasn't the best job, but there was a bonus in that every now and then we'd get a nice looking guy in to chat to and sometimes have a little flirt with.
What? Brilliant.
That's such a weird perk of a job.
That's so strange.
Sometimes an attractive person comes in.
Oh, he's fit. Can I put my finger in his eyes?
Yeah. Oh, that live perv.
Oh, can I touch your eyeball? I love you.
One day, a really lovely looking lad came in and he was having some really flirty banter with us all.
Fantastic.
Oh, hey, get a life.
Go on, lasses.
He was telling us his eyes were really hurting him and he was needing to get them checked out.
Got you.
Well, his appointment came round and in he went with the optician. 5 minutes later, the door slammed open and this guy literally legged it out of the room and passed us out of the building. It turned out that he'd been having some really itchy problems because attached to his eyelashes were crabs.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No joking at all. He had pubic lice in his eyes.
Oh my God.
For sure. The optician said he could only have got it from spending a bit of time down south with a lady, which he then admitted to the optician wasn't his actual girlfriend, but another lady.
He's too good looking, isn't he? He's a player.
He's a prick. He's a little prick with crabs on his eyelashes.
That's terrible. Sorry, how stupid do you have to be to go, oh, eyes are a bit itchy. I must have to go to the optician's. Not, oh, I've got, you know, some kind of something wrong with the hair or whatever. I told you, didn't I, about I've told the story. I'm sure I've told the story about the gum clinic guy who had no eyebrows. He had no eyebrows, and I realised he'd shaved every bit of hair on his body.
Oh, yeah, you told us that.
I'm sure he still had eyelashes. I doubt he'd cut his eyelashes. But I mean,
he got crab in his eyebrows.
Eyebrows and hair and everything.
So he had to cut them all off.
So, I mean, how do you get it in your eyelashes?
Well, because it's hair,
terrifying.
Isn't it?
I mean, that's terrifying.
I wonder if he could see them, like, crawling
on
his eyelashes.
Oh, no, that's... Oh.
Out the corner of his eye, just like, oh.
Swinging across them like Tarzan.
He had to go home and tell his girlfriend that he had crabs on his eyelids and where he'd got it from.
Oh.
I'd be like, being down the rock pools. Babe, got crabs.
Been learning to surf.
Imagine.
That's honestly... So... That's really, really horrible.
Not nice at all, is it?
Wow.
How long you got to have crabs on there for?
I mean, how did you get...
Right.
Yeah.
What was he doing down there?
What is your
get
method
them on his eyes?
What were you doing? Headbutting it? Face plant. Come.
Ooh. Imagine cunnilingua and someone just sticks their eye in your vag.
What are you doing? Looking inside for secrets. Like a telescope. It's not a pair of binoculars, sunshine.
So you're not gonna no kaleidoscope in there, babes. Not gonna see now.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello, this is the advert of this podcast, and because it's our podcast, we are doing it for ourselves. If you would like to pre-order a signed copy of our book, Shag Maradonoid, the book, then you can do that because we sold out of the signed copies, but we've decided to do some more. So go to WH Smith or Waterstones and get yourself a signed copy of our book. The links are on our social medias. Also, we are up for a global award. We have been shortlisted for said global award, which we really can't believe, to be honest. So if you would like to vote for that again and let us take a global award home for our new shared office, we would really appreciate that as well. Go to globalawards.com. Thank you.
That was
for
me
listening.
Doing the tune. Did you believe it?
That was actually all right.
So proud of myself. Me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
I was told a horrific story by a few colleagues, and I now have to hear your take on it. We have a dining room at work with vending machines that have ready meals in. Bit weird, isn't it? They've got ready meals in the vending machine.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
You're going to hate this next bit. You are not going to enjoy this at all.
Okay.
One girl who I work with proceeded to get a lasagna out of it.
Awesome people! Oh, Jesus!
What? I don't know what's funny yet.
I'll tell you what's funny. There's just a random vending machine with ready meals in, right?
Yeah.
We had lasagna last night.
Right.
It was beautiful, but it stinks. It's the people who will just, oh, I'll just cook lasagna in the office because fuck everyone else.
I would have a lasagna in the office.
Yeah, you're exactly one of them people. Surprised you haven't got bloody crabs in your eyelashes. Sick
wow. I see, the whole office food thing doesn't bother me. Like I've said, honestly, I've worked in offices where people have had like curry the next day and I'm getting, wow.
Yeah.
Like I could eat a curry.
Good God.
I love it, mate. I love a food smell while I'm at work.
A mate of mine told me that someone brought in kebab, chips, and garlic sauce from the night before on the night out.
And
heated it up at their office.
No.
That's bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's really bad, isn't it?
I think anyone who can eat kebab during the day, stone cold sober, needs to have a word with themselves.
I genuinely once, me, back in the day when I was at college, me, Carl Hutchinson and all the rest of the lads who were knocked around with, went to one of the lads' houses who we used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
He had a big house. He didn't work. He had loads of money. Like, just, you know, bit spoiled, but a nice lad.
His mum and dad right? well off.
Yeah.
Right.
And he had, it was mad. Like, his stepdad had like every DVD, he had one of them DVD subscriptions. So every time a new DVD came out, he just got sent it.
Okay.
He was the first person to have a DVD player and everything. So we used to pile in his house all the time, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
One of the lads once, I can't believe I'm just remembering this now. One of the lads once had a ready-made, frozen, microwavable doner kebab.
Yeah, they sell them in the freezer shops.
I couldn't believe what I was saying.
Yeah, fully blown.
During the day. It was honestly, it must have been Thursday afternoon.
Wow.
And he microwaved a doner kebab.
That's grim, isn't
and
it?
And he ate it.
Yeah.
I would love to know. The traffic lights on the front, the red, green, I bet it was all just dark red, black.
Salty as out.
Oh my God, it fucking stunk. It smelled so bad.
Drunk, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Kebab is like beautiful, but sober, I just think, I can't.
The time frame, the window of time between me taking the first bite of a bit of kebab and hating myself is so fucking short. Like, it's instantaneously. Like, I pick up the second bit and I hate myself immediately. Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you know they used to have kebab in my school canteen?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
I just have a kebab for lunch with chips. Honestly. Thank you, Jamie Oliver. Thank you so much.
Yes, mate.
Horrific. Okay, so this was all the girl proceeded to get a lasagna.
From the vending machine.
One girl who I work with proceeded to get a lasagna out of it and just opened it up and started to wolf it down without zapping it in the microwave.
No!
Honest to God.
No!
She ate an unmicrowaved lasagna.
God!
Will that make you poorly? Is it cooked?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think it's obviously cooked. Because you couldn't, a microwave couldn't cook the raw, I don't think a microwave could cook it in that amount of time, the 3 minutes or the two minutes.
It's just heating it up.
But you couldn't make, so they obviously make a lasagna, they make it in the factory, and then they chop it all up and they put it in little separate things. So you couldn't make a lasagna with raw mince. So
no.
It will be cooked, but it will be freezing cold or
imagine
chilled.
Imagine having it. Just not
Rosie,
on top wouldn't be
well no it'll be that like bechamel it'll be like a yogurt Rosie it'll have been like a beef gatto.
Oh, I love gatto.
Focus.
Not beef. I love beef.
That's
but
not
no the, not in a
absolutely minging layered. It'll have been like a cold lasagna
wouldn't have been pleasurable. But my question to you is, what do you think would be the most repulsive ready meal to eat without microwaving it first?
That's a banging question. I'm going to put that doner kebab I said up there in the mix.
Without microwaving it. Cold, frozen doner kebab.
Well, if it wasn't frozen, if it was just chilled.
Yeah.
Imagine. But I know for a fact it was frozen.
He's put some suggestions here.
Oh, God.
He's bang on.
Right.
Right. I think it's a man. I've just assumed it's a man. Oh, I don't know. Could be a man or a lady. Who knows? I don't know. It says here, mine would be either fisherman's pie.
Oh, yeah.
Or a tikka masala.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. Is it weird that I'm a bit hungry?
Talking about all this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to get, back in the day. Spaghetti bolognese. Oh, God, when I think about how much microwave food I used to eat, and I was so bad when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
I used to get... frozen, I don't know if they still do them, it was frozen spaghetti bolognese, but the frozen spaghetti was all clumped together and frozen in one bag, and the bolognese was frozen in the other, and you just had to like stab it with a knife and put it on a microwave plate and put it in, it kind of boiled itself in the bag,
okay.
And I would mix it in, And it was absolutely disgusting, to be fair. I only had it a few times.
I don't even know where that would have been made.
I don't know. The stuff I used to eat. My mum used to get this rice. It was in a packet, and you would rip the top off, and you would put it in a bowl and put a bit of water in and put it in the microwave. It made the whole house smell like old farts, but it was the nicest rice in the world.
Were you one of them people who just always used a microwave?
Yes.
Because that probably should have went in a pan.
Yeah.
But that upsets me when people just use it like, oh, where do you do your scrambled eggs? In the microwave.
Oh, people who do scrambled eggs
Where do you cook your bacon? Do you grill it? I'll microwave it. Oh, like, no. Microwaves are
for... microwaves that bacon?
Oh, loads of people, man.
Shut up, man.
Oh, yeah, why I? Oh, I once watched a YouTube video of how to make a full English breakfast using a microwave. Honestly, I could have been sick. Like, microwaves are for heating stuff up. My friend Zita hasn't even got a microwave. She's terrified of them. She's like, no, I don't like them. She had a more
terrified.
No, she had a more complex reason, like atoms and stuff like that. And I didn't. I was like, well, how do you heat your beans up? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I hate that. I hate when people are like, oh, just did it all in the microwave.
Oh,
cooked a curry in the microwave. Oh no! Look at it. Use the hob. Get a bit of class, would you? Awful. That would have been you. How'd you make your pasta in the microwave?
No, I do, right? I tell you what I used to eat, right? This was my Ming and student food, right? I'd have them, can you remember pasta and sauce?
Yeah. I used to quite like them.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do them in the microwave?
No, I did them on the hob.
Oh, good.
Posh.
Thank you.
Posh did them on the hob. Sometimes in one of them, again, to mention again, Carl Hutchinson still has
them
now.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, sometimes Carl's like, I was having like a dirty tea night, like a Ming and tea, and he goes and he gets like bird's eye chicken fillets and he gets like pasta and sauce. And he said it was, he's like, oh, do you know when you're eating it and sometimes you get one of the little tubes and all the flavour and the powder flavour's all stuck inside it. It hasn't come out. And you do that. Because you know, you put fucking milk in them. You put
I had milk. I remember. I don't think I've had one of them for about 12 years. No longer. I haven't had one of them for about 15 years.
Oh, I would have them. I had, I remember once. Do you know this? Do you know that? You know the dangly thing at the back of my mouth? Do you know I've got no feeling in that? What, you know the dangly thing at the back of your mouth? Do you know I can like grab a hold of mine and touch mine? It's dead.
That's disgusting.
So I went through a
phase. How do you know that? That's your gag reflex.
Yeah, well, I was sick for a couple of days afterwards. So what happened was,
I had a penis.
But why a penis?
Because you got no gag reflex.
Oh, because I've got... Oh! All you thought about there was sticking your metaphorical penis right in the back of my
Honestly,
head. Honestly. Disgusting.
Every day.
I'm so glad you haven't got a penis. You'd be a nightmare if you had a penis. You'd be pissing everywhere. You'd be getting it out all the time.
Oh, I'd be mint. I'd be absolutely mint with a penis.
I went through a phase when I was, again, college or uni, and I used to get chicken breast, like, but I used to, did I used to microwave them? I think I used to microwave chicken, cook chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have just pots of, like, microwavable mash, and I used to do them, and I was getting ready to go out, and I took the microwavable mash, and I took it straight out of the microwave, and I got a massive spoonful, and I threw it in my mouth, and it literally went to the back of my mouth, and it just surrounded the dangly thing and just fried it, and I like spat it out, and I was like, drink loads of water, and I thought nothing of it, and I went out, and I got really drunk on the night, and I woke up the next day, and hangover plus the back of your throat swollen.
Ouch.
I was just being sick all day.
Oh my God.
All day. And then I realised, like, I can the bane, which literally Robin was putting his hand in my mouth the other day and touching it because you can just.
That, right, what? Why? Don't. Chris? Don't like, let him do that. He's at a really crucial age where he keeps telling everyone about stuff that happens at home, at nursery. Don't tell him. You'd be telling the teachers, oh, me dad, let's touch his mouth, inside his mouth. Bloody, you're dangly. Oh, yeah, man.
Well, if it says dangly thing, I'll say, look, it's in me mouth. It's in me mouth.
Why do we bother? Why am I bothering trying to raise a nice human when you're letting him stick his monkey hands in? That'll be germs.
Yeah,
germs.
And then wash it afterwards.
You'll be ill. You washed it afterwards. You washed
these hands, man. Hey, out of context, that is slanderous. He washed his hands. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Rosie, Chris and Robin.
Oh, weird.
Guys, I hate to tell you, but Robin does not listen to this podcast and he's not going to be listening anytime soon, unfortunately.
And to be fair, when he's old enough to listen to podcasts, we'll probably have to stop.
I know, yeah. He's never listening to this, poor bit. He's not. No, it's banned. Fellow Sandancer here.
Oh, hello. That means you're from South Shields.
Missed my chance to tell this story to Rosie today as I think I saw her in a well-known supermarket buying a large number of aubergines.
That was definitely
That was me.
Yeah, it was definitely
That was me. That was actually me, yes. I made aubergine curry. Anyway, I would like to share an embarrassing story of mine, a story all of my friends and co-workers, and maybe your listeners now know. Well, yes, they're going to know because I'm reading it out. One dark evening, I was driving down a poorly lit and busy road where I saw what I believed to be a hedgehog in the middle of the road. As I had my soon-to-be partner in the car, I wanted to impress and show that I was a nice person and insisted I pull over and move the poor hedgehog off the road to ensure it didn't get run over.
That's fair enough, I suppose.
It's very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
After making the decision, I put on my hazard lights and got out of the car, holding up approximately 6 cars behind me.
Right.
I slowly walked up to the hedgehog and began to notice it didn't have the right shape for a hedgehog and was growing concerned that it had already been run over and I had become quite squeamish.
Right.
I decided to grow a pair of balls and get closer to the hedgehog when I discovered, in fact, it was a black trainer. Not wanting to embarrass myself or lose the kudos I already had, I had to think on my feet. In the spur of the moment, I decided what I believe anyone in my situation would do. I crawled down next to the shoe, picked it up as if it were a hedgehog, and carried it to the side of the road and put it in a boat.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
On getting back in the car, I played it cool like it was nothing, and anyone would have done the same. Racked with guilt, I eventually told my partner about this, who would never fail to tell our friends. Absolutely lovely. Oh, gosh.
I love that so much. That's from amazing. Sean. Can I just say, Sean, trying to impress, like, what, like, in what world? People do mad. You see, I see it in sitcoms. I see it on films and stuff. But then I hear it in real life about people doing it, going, oh, there was a hedgehog in the road and I was with a new girl trying to impress her. I tried to show her I was. Fucking hell, man.
Well, I know, but I'm not being funny. In his defence, right? I'm just going to give you an example, right? Okay. I'm in the car with my new fella thinking, oh, he's really sweet. I really like him. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
We're just driving along. Maybe he's going to the cinema, going out for a meal. Just runs a hedgehog over nonchalantly. I'd be like, get me out this car.
But I wouldn't have ran it over. I would have avoided it.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody in general. If you're in a car,
right,
you shouldn't avoid animals on the road, actually.
Right,
you're not meant to. You're meant to just run them over. But like,
you're definitely not meant to stop and hold up 6 cars to move a fucking trainer.
I can see where he's coming from, though.
Oh.
Because, if I was going out with someone who ran over an animal and didn't feel bad about it or anything,
I'd be
gutted.
I wasn't saying run it over. You're mixing me words here. I wasn't saying flatten it and keep going and be like, hey, you lost all your rings, Sonic. Like, I meant just like avoid it and go, I hope no one hits that and keep going. Not like, hey, watch me, sweetheart. Watch me, the fucking hedgehog whisperer.
When you hear that fire bell ring. Don't know why I sang by myself. But yeah, I like it.
Well done, Sean. Well done. And I hope that trainer's having a happy life in that bush now.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Are you ready, guys? You asked for it. Here it comes.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit.
Ooh.
Let's talk about shit. Oh, Chris. Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
I forgot my bit. I like went ooh. Like, and then I got carried away. Honestly, I was nodding my head so much I nearly headbutted the microphone.
Oh, hey, it's back.
It's back. Here it goes.
Hi,
so
Chris.
So excited. Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm really excited.
You're so excited you're going to...
I'm tingling.
Shit yourself.
Honestly.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I told my friends about this at the weekend and they told me that this story belongs on your podcast.
Oh.
Basically, I live with my mum and younger brother. He's 20 years old, in brackets. We have one bathroom in the house. After a long day at work, I like to have a nice long bath to unwind. And I always warn my family before that if they need to go to the toilet to do so before I get in.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'd only been in the bath for about 10 minutes and was halfway through washing my hair when my brother knocked on the door and shouted at me, telling me that he needed a poo.
Great.
He does this all of the time. So I got annoyed and told him that he'd have to wait.
Great.
Hold that shit in, would you?
Oh, God.
He still persisted that he was desperate and was banging on the door, and I told him to wait until I had got the shampoo up my hair and that I'd be out. So that's fair enough. Anyway, it had probably been about 5 minutes and I caved and I got out of the bath because I felt bad. I left the bathroom in my towel and saw that my bedroom light was on, so I assumed he was waiting in there for me to come out so he could go into the bathroom. I couldn't have been more wrong.
What's he doing?
I walked into my bedroom and saw my bedroom bin sitting in the centre of my room.
No way!
The bin bag that was inside it previously had been left next to it. I was a bit confused, so went closer to see what was going on. My brother had decided to have a massive human shit in my bare bedroom bin and left it there for me to discover.
He took the bin bag out. So he took the bin bag out with all of the stuff in.
He's just in the
bare bin.
Moved
that to the
bin.
Side and knocked and dropped one on the bin. Uncovered, just on the clean
on the
bottom of the
bin. Basically.
Oh, good Lord.
I was in complete shock and screamed for my mum to come upstairs and see what her 20-year-old son had done. She came upstairs, looked at the bin in pure disgust and took it downstairs. All I heard her say to my brother was, "Why didn't you do it in a bag?"
Oh my god,
I enjoyed that. Thank you. That's
that
G
was wonderful.
Southeast London.
Oh my goodness me, why didn't you do it? Hey, in this family, when we're shitting in bins, we'll make sure there's a bag in it. Bloody dragging this family's name through the dirt.
My brother.
What have I raised? What have I bloody raised here?
Could you not have just done it in a bag?
I mean, it was a power move, innit? That was a power move. I mean, she needs a new bin now. She has to have
a new bin. He's done it. He's done it deliberately. Because if it was in the bag, she might have never noticed.
Oh,
and it's not
me.
The same effect. But that mother, bless her, she sounds ground down, doesn't she? Do you know what I mean? Not, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
What are you doing, literally?
For me, yeah.
Could you not have just done
for
it
me, that
bag?
Screams, I've seen him do worse.
Totally.
I've got a question for you, actually.
Oh, have you?
I've got a little question that I got sent.
I love it when you do a question.
Yeah, for a change.
When you put the effort in.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I've got just a quick question, mainly to Rosie.
Oh.
How would you feel if you were snuggled up in bed with your man and he described you as, right?
Mm.
Now, I'm just going to get, I want to go to the next bit here. She says, my ex-husband once thought it was good pre-shag/sex/book chat to call me this.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't work and he is no longer my husband. Me and my friends often... So he's trying to basically give her a little sexy little name before we start.
Right, okay.
Okay, before they start getting, they're getting down to it.
Right.
Maybe they're kissing things.
Getting the book on.
And he's like, yeah, and he's like, he's about to say something, and this is what he said.
Right.
So first of all, she said, me and my friends often wonder what the hell I was thinking being with him.
Mm-hmm.
He called her, in the throes of passion, they're about to get down to it. He called her...
Mm-hmm.
A hot buttered scone.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, bet you want it, didn't you? Hot buttered scone. It's so descriptive, but it's the worst. I mean, I'm not even joking. It's up there with chocolate quilted chit pig.
And do you know what? It's quite sweet.
Yeah, but not in the passion. Not in throes of passion. Maybe you got like, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a blanket, my little hot buttered scone? Eh? But not.
Oh, hey.
Do you want it, dude? Do you want it from daddy, you hot buttered scone?
Don't any jam on, do you? Your little hot buttered little scone, yeah.
You want some jam and clotted cream on you? Your little hot buttered scone. I mean, what the
Oh, I love it. I actually love it. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, come on, toast me.
That's from Jeanette. Thanks, Jeanette.
Thanks, Jeanette. Your little hot buttered scone, yeah.
Jeanette, your little hot buttered bloody... Oh,
do you know what that says to me, Jeanette? Stick to your own kind. Stick to your own class.
Yeah, I think he was posh.
He was very posh. Yeah, oh, yeah, hot buttered scone.
Hot buttered scone.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I bet he said scone.
Scone. He said scone. Yeah. Said scone. Oh, you little, little horny little hot buttered scone, you. Oh, hey, bend over.
Meanwhile, she's just had a microwave kebab for her dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a hot cross bun, if that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey.
Hey.
I live in Howden, which is in Newcastle.
Hello.
Oh, loads of Newcastle ones today. I was talking to my mum a few days ago, which is mum.
Everyone knew that, but carry on.
No, some people might not.
Okay.
Some people live in a place and never leave and never hear accents.
Okay.
So there you go. She told me this story that I had forgot about. I don't know if you've heard this story because apparently it was very well known all over the Newcastle area.
Ooh.
Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Let's see.
Oh, I love an urban legend.
I think it is an urban legend.
Come on then.
I didn't think Newcastle would have an urban legend.
Oh, there's loads, man, why I?
When she was in her teens, a woman who lived opposite her was newly married. She found out her partner had been sleeping with another woman, so in the night she super glued his willy to his leg.
Oh, I've heard this one. It's amazing. Yeah.
Really?
It happened. I think it actually has happened a few times.
Wow.
I think it actually has happened. I'm sure a woman did it once and actually got like jail time for it.
I should think so.
Yeah. So come on.
The next day was apparently amazing. He came running out of the house screaming at the top of his lungs, telling people to call the police. The police were called and he was sent to hospital. She was arrested but was released without charge. They stayed together and apparently he never slept around again.
Well, of course he didn't. You got to put your whole leg in. No one's up for
and
that.
And that's why he started doing porn.
I mean,
the porn stars would accept his leg cock.
I hate people who can sleep through their alarm, right? I hate really deep sleepers who don't wake up and sleep through their alarm and bray on their door. I hate even more someone who can sleep through getting their dick super glued to their leg.
If you can sleep through
getting your dick super glued to your leg, you deserve to have your dick super glued to your leg.
How would you not know? You would know, wouldn't you?
Honestly, if you try to super glue my dick anywhere in the middle of the night, I'd be like buckaroo. I'd just jump up.
I'm all right for doing that. I don't think that would... This is the thing that... Like, chuck him out the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Leave him. Don't super glue his willy to his leg.
Yeah,
it's not cool, is it?
It's not cool, like. It's not
I
cool.
couldn't be bothered.
No.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have a quick question for you. My friend recently gave birth. She is one of those Mother Nature types and decided to film the whole thing. She put clips on her Instagram.
One
made me feel a bit grim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to be a prude here, but no. Absolutely no.
What?
Filming it is bad enough, but putting it on your Instagram.
Wish I'd filmed mine.
No.
No, I do, just for my own thing. I wouldn't have put it on my Instagram, but I mean, would I have? I probably would have.
You probably would have now. No. This is bloody oversharing. Honestly. No,
each to their own.
It? Who's holding the camera? Who films it? Do you put it on a tripod? One of the doctors?
I'm not sure.
Oh, God. No, I'm all right for it, like.
So there we go. So here goes. After giving birth, she blended her placenta along with some banana and berries. Her boyfriend, her sister, and her parents all had a small glass of this placenta smoothie each.
Prison. They should all be in prison. How did that happen? You know, sometimes, last night, Rosie, me and you opened a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad came and dropped Robin off.
Mm.
And we went, oh, is he here? Do you want a glass of wine? And they went, oh, go on then. How does that, oh, hey, as you're here, We're just drinking her blended placenta with some berries and... Do you want one? Yeah. Oh, no, you don't want one. You got the car. I mean, what the actual fuck?
It's horrible, isn't it?
I'm sorry, like... I you know what it is? I'm not sorry. Anyone who's offended... Because I'm honestly, we're in a world now.
They're of the minority, Chris.
Yeah, but we're in a world now. But some are going, oh, you're shaming them for it. It's perfect natural. It's been proved to be wrong. Okay, that's absolutely fine, right? We fucking drink it as much as you want. I'm not going to drink it, and I'm not going to be okay with people drinking it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to run to the house. Sister and mom.
I know. Do you know what it is, though, right? It's a part of your body, inside of your body. It's like, I don't know. If you got rid of your appendix, would you whiz it up in the blitter and drink it? No. It's meant to have stuff in it that's good for you.
Would you like some appendix on toast? I'm all right, thanks.
No, it's just like patty. Like patty. Yeah, I'm not.
Smooth? Smoother course.
I'm not that. Do you know what, though? You can get them made into tablets. I would do that.
Sorry. I don't understand why. What's the health benefits?
I'd have to Google it. Apparently, there is a lot of health benefits. But I think it's more for the mother. Rather, like, what's our mom going to get from... What's our mom? Bloody, you know.
Bloody mom just sounded like she wanted in on the action.
She's just... That's sick. It's cannibalism.
It's yeah. It's incest and cannibalism at the same time.
It's like rusty.
Oh, honestly.
It's not good. Do you remember that program that we watched once?
Right.
And it was all about placentas. And that woman had a placenta and it was still inside of her. And she carried it round and she put herbs on it.
Oh, yeah. She put herbs on it so it didn't smell. She carried it round. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Honestly.
It was still attached to her, wasn't it? She had it inside of her. She was around, like a colostomy bag. Yeah.
Not even like a colostomy bag. It was like someone who's in hospital and they've got a drip.
Oh, yeah.
She was carrying it round like a bloody, wheeling it round like a drip and putting dried herbs on it so it didn't stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sit next to her in the cinema. Are you where is this seat taken? Yes, my placenta's in that seat. Oh, no worries. I'm going to go and illegally download this film.
Imagine she's on a night out. What's that in your bag? Not allowed a bag. Oh, it's my placenta. What?
You dance around your handbag, Jean. No, it's... careful, don't...
Oh, no, I think, yeah. I mean, listen, let's leave it on a nice term. Each to their own, but...
Oh, unbelievable, no. Each to their own, right? No, like, that's what I want to say, right? That's the thing about comedy and stuff, right? I'm not victim. I'm just trying to make light of it, right? If you want to eat your placentas and get all your family around to eat your placenta, that's absolutely fine. You are well within your right to do that, and I'm well within my right to tear the piss out of it.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
I'd like to eat my placenta next time that we have a baby. And if you don't... then that we're going to be game over because I'll be really upset if you don't.
Okay, well, we might as well call it a day now.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, okay, so I came out of a relationship and had my mandatory slag phase.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
Oh,
well
go,
done.
You go, girl.
Yeah, girl, we've all been there, girl. You slag it up, slag it up. You got to slag it up. Don't you know, slag it up. Just always use protection. Nobody wants chlamydia.
Crabs in their eyelids.
Nobody wants it. One day, I went out and got very drunk, met a guy and ended up at his house. We did the deed. Very underwhelming, I must say. That's what you said. It's part of the slag phase.
Oh, yeah.
You can't expect to want to shut the curtains.
Can't all be fireworks. No, I'm good. There's just literally the sun's just blaring in. I feel like I'm being interrogated by you.
You look like a little angel sat there.
Yeah, they can't all rock your world, ladies.
It's part of the slag phase. The slag phase, because some of it is so terrible, really makes you appreciate the person that you marry because you go, remember that horrific slag phase?
Yeah.
Don't want to do that again.
There we go.
I'll stick with the one I've got.
There we go.
That's what I live now.
Good.
Very underwhelming. I decided to go to the toilet. The toilet was only across the hall and it was 4 a.m, so I decided I could make the naked dash to and from the toilet. This was my first mistake. I then got back into bed, but this is where it goes wrong.
Right.
Okay. I heard a voice say, hello? And the voice wasn't as I had remembered my male of the night. It turns out in my drunken, confused and disoriented state, I had gone into the wrong room and had got into his parents' bed fully naked.
Parents' bed. Yeah. I thought he was going to be a student. Nope. That's him. Oh, my God.
Fully blown parents' bed. I was so mortified. The only response I could come out with was, hello, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Oh.
Before sprinting out of the room, trying to hide what little dignity I had left. It's no surprise. I got my clothes and I left there and then. But it gets worse.
It's lovely to meet you.
It gets worse, this story.
No, how?
So the next day, still in shock about my antics from the night before, I thought I'd tweet my story to my 100 followers to give my friends a laugh. Oh, how wrong I was.
Oh, shit.
My phone began to blow up. It had quickly gained 65,000 likes and I received over 2,000 messages. It then began featuring on pages of all types of social media.
Oh,
it made it on a
Lad
Bible. Mm-hmm. My mum came across it on a Facebook page and nearly had a heart attack. My poor 13-year-old sister was bombarded with questions at school about her older slaggy sister. And my cousin from another country sent it to me. Everyone saw it. It's over a year on and I still haven't lived it down.
Oh, well done. Yeah. That's absolutely phenomenal.
She's lived that slag life to the... the fullest.
Oh, absolutely. Look
I think,
at that.
I think I might have actually saw that tweet.
Technically a threesome. Well done, you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so, so much for listening, fellow Smars and Dars. The book is out now to pre-order. Thank you to everyone who already has. You don't even know how much we appreciate it. And we just love you guys so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's available now to pre-order is the sentence. You said out now to pre-order.
Right.
I feel like people might get a bit...
sorry.
Freaked out.
It's the first book I've ever wrote.
It's same. It's out now to pre-order for September. Psych.
No idea.
Sorry to correct you, but I couldn't... Rosie, I couldn't be asked with the tweets we'd get from that. You said it's out now. And I've went to every bookshop in me town. And I've cried. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes, thank you.
So it's available now. Any questions, and if you want to get in touch with the podcast or if you want to get in touch with me for the book, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. We are currently going through all of the questions. Well, I say we. Rosie is.
I am, yeah.
But thanks, guys. As always, big love. See you next week.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.